Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Len in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a crawl space. Now, we've had a couple of real bad storms, a lot of rain. It hasn't flooded over the years that I've had the house, but with all this rain concentrating a couple of days, it has collected water, and I'm wondering what's the best method to waterproof a crawl space?
Well, I have fantastic news for you. This is a really easy project because you've told me all I need to know in mentioning that you generally have never had a wet crawl space before, but with all the heavy rain, you did develop one. Because this points clearly not to a rising water table, which could be complicated to fix, but it points directly to an issue with the gutters around your house and the grading. There's too much water landing right around the foundation perimeter. That can happen if your gutters are blocked, if they're too small, or if the downspouts aren't extended away from the house enough. They need to be, in your case, 4 to 6 feet away to make sure that that water is not doing a U-turn back into that crawl space. On top of that, you should take a look at the grade. And if the soil is flat, if it's sloped into the house, that's another issue. You need to add clean fill dirt, which is good news, inexpensive, and you can slope it to drop about 4 inches, 4 or 5, 6 inches over 4 feet, just about a 10 degree slope. Tamp it down real well, but you have that nice slope maintained. And then on top of that, you could plant grass, you could put stone, whatever you want, but you got to have that base soil like sloped properly. And those two things will make this problem go away. It might take a while because it's in the crawl space, but it will go away.
The house sits down from the road about, if you look from the elevation of the sidewalk, it sits down from the road about 8 foot. And you know, as I said, I don't have this problem generally. It's pretty dry. I have it inspected every year for termites. And I asked the guys if it's dry, and they said, yes, it's dry. It's only been a problem, you know, in Raleigh, we had the hurricane, and then
right.
and then we had a lot of rain. So I'm just trying to make sure that I think, you know, the furnace sits on a cinder block, a couple of cinder blocks up. The water hasn't reached the furnace, so it's not like it's a major problem.
Right. No, and I know that, you know, when this happens, people tend to want to speculate and calculate. And like you're saying, well, the road's here and the house is there. It's really simple. If you get water in a basement or crawl space after heavy rain, it's always the grading in the gutters. Always. There are no exceptions to that. Okay. So the solution is just to figure out what part of that is not working in your house. Okay.
You think I should replace gutters with
No, I think you should clean your gutters, and I think you should extend the downspouts 4 to 6 feet away from the house so you don't have any water coming off that roof that's not drained
going away
several feet from the house.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Another example of people always thinking that an expensive problem has an expensive solution, not when it comes to keeping water out of the below grade spaces around your house. Very inexpensive solution.
No, and a lot of it is all preventative. If you just get ahead of the problem, there will be no problem.
Remember you had that wet basement years ago, Leslie? What was it? Was it like a tennis ball or a toy or something that was in one of the downspouts?
No, we had a buried downspout, so
right?
I couldn't see where it deposited. And at some point, it had disconnected. So it was going down the downspout, but was going nowhere underground.
Right.
And so it was literally just going right against my foundation wall. And it was the water in the basement wasn't even anywhere near that wall. I was convinced it was a sprinkler or something. You know, it had to be anything but, because in the thick of it, you're just thinking it's something bigger, you know, and it doesn't always have to be.
I told you the same thing that we told Len. It's always the drainage.
I remember like immediately taking like a mat knife and started cutting out that carpet in the basement. We had just gotten the house. And I remember walking downstairs and being like, carpet in the basement. That's a terrible idea. And the people were like, it's cozy. So it even happens to us.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition.
In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.